This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said disengagement and de-escalation is the way forward to deal with the current situation along the northern borders. He expressed confidence that while troops are standing firm, the ongoing talks for peaceful resolution will continue. Addressing the Army Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Raksha Mantri lauded the efforts of the Army and security forces on the western borders. He said unconventional and asymmetric warfare, including hybrid war, will be part of the future conventional wars. He appreciated the Army's efforts to develop niche technologies in collaboration with civil industries. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in an alleged liquor excise policy scam. A bench of Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Deepankar Datta and Prasanna B. Varale said Mr. Singh could be released during pendency of the trial. The court said he can now participate in political activities during the period of bail. The court, however, said he cannot make any public statement on the ED's investigation. The AAP leader was arrested in October last year. The Supreme Court today came down heavily on Patanjali Ayurveda, its managing director Acharya Balakrishna and its co-founder Baba Ramdev in the misleading advertisements case. A bench of Justices Hima Kohli and Ehsanuddin Amanullah was hearing a petition filed by the Indian Medical Association against Patanjali's advertisements, attacking allopathy and making claims about curing certain diseases. The court was not content with the affidavit filed by Balakrishna and said it will not accept the explanation provided. The court also asked the Ministry of Ayush why it had not acted against Patanjali for the ads belittling contemporary medicine. The apex court, however, gave Ramdev and Balakrishna one last chance to file the affidavit in 1 week. The Election Commission has launched Myth versus Reality Register to combat the spread of misinformation in general elections 2024. The poll body in a release said this platform can be used to verify information, prevent the spread of misinformation, debunk myths and stay informed about key issues during the general elections. The Congress today released another list of 17 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded former Union Minister M.M. Pallam Raju from Kakinada Lok Sabha seat, while Andhra Pradesh Congress President Y.S. Sarmila Reddy will contest from Kadapa. Party leader J.D. Seelam will contest from Bapatla Lok Sabha seat in Andhra Pradesh. Former Union Minister Tariq Anwar will contest from Katihar Lok Sabha seat in Bihar, while Amir Chand Nayak will fight from Kandhamal Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. The party also released a list of 114 candidates for Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and 49 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. A delegation from the Congress Party met with the Election Commission in New Delhi today, appealing it to stop misleading and divisive advertisements in states and union territories. Addressing the media after the meeting, senior Congress leader Salman Khurshid said his party has raised the issue of removing the photo of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister from the advertisements of already running schemes in the state. The Congress also urged the poll body to use technology to stop misleading and divisive advertisements as well as fake news. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, today released a consultation paper on inputs for formulation of National Broadcasting Policy 2024. The Communications Ministry said the broadcasting sector is a sunrise sector, having huge potential to contribute towards the growth of the Indian economy. The Ministry said this consultation paper has been prepared for seeking comments from stakeholders by the 30th of April and has been placed on TRAI's website. The Inter-Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Karnataka, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry till the 6th of this month. Hot and humid weather will also continue over Telangana and Karnataka during the next 3 days and over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 5 days. In IPL cricket today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.